Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, and I am so pleased that you decided to join us tonight. My guest, Joyce Joya, we're having a hard time getting a hold of her, but that's okay because that still means that you guys win because it means you can call in and ask questions on your name while we're waiting to get a hold of her. So please be feel free to and welcome to call in on 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008 with your questions on your name while we're waiting to get Joyce on the line. You know, it's been an interesting day today because I got up early and had to do some figurings on people who hadn't gotten me their name information in time. So I knew it was going to be an early day to get that done before their sessions. And I've been going strong all day, and then I still have more after this radio show. But what's most amazing to me, as I'm doing names, you start seeing patterns and who calls you and who's coming in at any one time. And what's amazing to me is the group of people that have been calling me lately are not afraid of this coronavirus. They're not sitting there in fear. They're not afraid to go out. And they're from all different kinds of states with different regulations on them. And what they're really concerned about the most is raising their level of consciousness. What do we understand? What do we need to do to raise our level of consciousness? So I want to talk to you a little bit about your vocabulary, because vocabulary is always so important. For an example, we do not use somebody's services. We utilize their services because we're not going to use them up. You know, we're not going to take advantage of them. So we're utilizing their services. And one of the other ones that is really important at this point in time is knowing the difference between feelings and emotions. Feelings come from the heart and they're fleeting and they just kind of come in and they go out. But emotions is when our left brain gets involved and we are interpreting the feelings that went through very quickly. And then they get stuck in our heads. And now it's a mental thought. It's no longer, and that becomes an emotion. It's no longer a feeling. And when there's a lot of emotional thought that is repetitive, that's what causes diseasement or disease in the body. And so I do a lot of talking about that in the upcoming book, Know the Name, Know the Health, that I'm working on every Wednesday, which is why I don't take clients on Wednesdays. I just sit and write all day. And it's interesting to me to see where the emotions are lying in people's names and then what that transfers to into the health. And so it's very interesting in that regard. So I'm going to stop for a minute. And Vivian, thank you for calling in. Vivian, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. How can I help you tonight?
You know, since I've been listening to you, I realized today that when I was married the first time, my ex-husband's last name was Barry Mann, M-A-N. My second husband's name is Top Son, S-O-N. And then my sister's last name is Madison, and then the Maddie, M-A-D-I, is my granddaughter's name because her name is Maddie. So I was just looking how all those sons and men, can you give me some kind of insight on why we'd be hooked up with these people with last name son and last name man?
When you have son in the last name, because there's a lot of them, from Madison to Wilson to Johnson to, okay, and it means that as a child that you want to run away or get away from home, that you are having to live underneath your parents' rules that do not give any room for you to grow and for you to live. It's like, it's fine, but it's like you're going to be the prodigal son. Once you've grown up with that and you've got to so mold yourself into their way of life and what they consider right, you've got to get away from that to figure out who you really are, not you with their imprint on you. And so you go away, and once you can figure out, sometimes people do it short, sometimes it takes people a long time, then you come back and you're like the prodigal son because now you can be welcomed home and you can hold your own. And that's what that means. It means at some point in time, you're going to have to leave the ones that want you to be a certain way to figure out who you really are, and then you can come back.
Wow.
Interesting.
What about the man? The first part, my first husband's name was Barry Mann.
Well, and that's different than the son. The man in the last name means that you're learning how to manifest and you want to make the world a better place. You just don't know how to go about it.
Wow.
You know, and you haven't been taught how to go about it. So you don't feel like you're a man because men love to manifest. They love to solve problems. They love to give you answers. You know, they love a woman who asks intelligent questions and can take their directions and they can solve the problems for the woman. Okay. Men love that. And so if you're learning how to manifest and you have the desire to make the world a better place, but you don't know how to go about doing it, then it's hard to feel good as a man because you don't know how to do what you're supposed to be doing.
Wow.
Okay. That makes sense how I said that.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny how, you know, that connection. I was felt like first time I was looking for a man, and then in my second marriage, he was 10 years younger, so I felt like I was looking for a son.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you have in your name a ton of what I want to call femininity, okay? You have a beautiful femininity about you from your name. Okay. And therefore, you need a more masculine man to balance your ability to be feminine. Okay. Wow. I always say that if you look at neutral, however off the scale from neutral you are in your femininity and how strong you are in your femininity, you need somebody off the scale in the opposite direction in their masculinity and the equal strength in their masculinity, because that always brings balance. Okay.
Wow.
And some people, they're not masculine or feminine. You know, you look at them, you go, I have no clue. You know, they're right there at the zero point. But as the feminines become more feminine, the masculine becomes more masculine, you need each other for the same distance away from center and able to balance each other.
Wow.
Because that's what makes the healthy relationship. Okay.
Good.
And it is just like, when you're feminine, you don't need to compete with your man. But there's a lot of women who want to be able to compete with their man, and they want to play a game and win. You know, they want it, whatever. And then I look at it and I think, then that man's going to start thinking he's married another man because you're competitive, and that's what men do. Instead of being feminine, which is recruiting. Okay? Men love to give, and they want to be appreciated, and women love to receive. And then periodically you reverse it just so they get the experience where you can give and they can receive. But as a whole, the man stays happy when the person he's giving to keeps appreciating him, giving him approval, and loves to receive and is a wonderful receiver. And you think about it, you can't fulfill yourself in giving unless you have somebody who's wonderful at receiving.
Mm.
And because men have been taught in our culture to give and take care of their people that way, their family, that then they need people that are appreciative. And if somebody's competing with them, then there's no desire to give to that person because now it's a competition.
Wow.
And like entitlement, and why would I want to give to somebody who feels like they're entitled to get it or wants to compete with me to see who can do it best? You know, where's the joy in that? And so you have wonderful femininity or receiving ability in your name. So you need somebody who matches that in being able to give and love to give.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You have a wonderful day, Vivian. Thanks for calling in. And my understanding is we did get Joyce on the line. We did find her. We did come through, even though we've had a little bit of problems. So let me tell you about Joyce Joya. Her last name, I love her last name. It is pronounced Joya, but it is a G-I-O-I-A. And if that's not a different spelling, a G-I-O-I-A, all those vowels. And remember, we communicate through our vowels, okay? And our feelings come through the vowels. And then our attitudes are in our consonants. And so if you look at her name, Joyce, with three vowels in the first name and only two consonants, and the last name of four vowels and only one consonant, it almost reminds me of a Hawaiian name with all those vowels in there. She's able to communicate with anybody and be clearly understood and clearly understand them. Anyway, I'll get off of her name for a minute. And I've always said that if I've got to come back here again, I'm getting me a J-O name next time. I'm starting my name with J-O. And that's what she's got. So anyway, Joyce is a strategic business futurist. She really concentrates on relationship aspects of the future. Now, this arena includes workforce and workplace trends, as well as consumer education and business-to-business trends. Joyce is president of the Herman Group. That's a firm that serves a wide range of corporate, trade association, and governmental clients on an international basis. Now, through consulting, speaking, and training, Joyce helps clients position themselves for success in the future. Joyce has served clients on 6 continents and in 43 of our states. Now, focusing on what would be most valuable for her clients and audiences, Joyce tailors her messages to what's most needed, with an emphasis on take-home value, practical tactics, and strategies that can be put to work right away. Now, to reach an even wider audience, she co-authored 5 books with her partner, Roger Herman. Now, these books are focused on what employers must do to attract, optimize, and hold onto their best employees. Now, Joyce approaches human resources from an internal marketing perspective, taking external marketing concepts and strategies and applying them within the organization. I could go on, and her full bio is actually on my website. You know that you can always figure out how to hear something that's archived and to find an entire full bio and how to contact my guest. It's always on knowthename.com and then / and the schedule page. And then you just go to today's date, which is April 30th, to find her information. Anyway, I am just thrilled, Joyce, that we actually did get you on the phone and you're here with us. Welcome.
Me too. I was sitting there saying, well, he should probably call me now. It's 6:01. And then it was 6:01. And the phone never rang. I was sitting there looking at it.
Well, and he told me.
I'm really happy that we're connected now.
Yeah, me too. And I mean, it literally came back that your number was disconnected. And we were thinking, how else do we get her? You know?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that it worked out this way.
Same here. Now, I know that you do future trends and what's coming up, but I'm also fascinated by how you save people in travel and saving money when they're traveling. So let's start, though, with the business trends. With all of this coronavirus, and I see things never going back to normal, what we considered normal. We're going to have a new normal. But what do you see as the result of this coronavirus, Joyce?
Yes, we will have a new normal. And things will, once we have a vaccine, we will much more approach what we now consider normal. But for the foreseeable future, within the next year and a half, and by the way, the normal development time for a vaccine is 4 years, not 1.5 years or 1 year. So we're really fast-tracking this one, and that's good. That's really good. But when we do go back, we're going to be wearing masks and social distancing. Some people will not be able to come into work every day because the organization is set up so that their desks, their workspaces are too close together. And so those organizations will be telling a percentage, and it will depend on the size of the company and the size of the space. They will tell a percentage of their people to stay home and just work from home. So it's going to be a different experience for us when we do go back into our congregate workspaces. There will also be a small percentage of us who say, the heck with going back to work. I don't want to do the commuting, even if it's only 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And they will negotiate to do all of their work from home.
Isn't that interesting? That will make traffic patterns different.
Yes. Yes, it will. And the thing is, though, it's not a big percentage of us, because what we know about people and work is that many of us really enjoy the social interaction that we have when we work with others. Let me tell you a quick story. The woman who was the CEO of the company that was the first recipient of the Employer of Choice Award is a woman named Anne Price. And Anne lives and works in Los Angeles, and she owned a software company at the time and wanted to be a very forward-thinking CEO. So not wanting her people to have to commute at least an hour a day each way on the ridiculous California highways, she said, just work from home. Well, when she went to visit them in their homes once a month, and she did that for every person on her staff, it turned out that she saw not pictures of their dogs or their families on their desk, but pictures of their fellow workers. And what she determined out of that was that people really missed working together. And her solution for that, I thought, was brilliant. She bought a building two blocks away and sold all of her employees' condos in the building.
So they can see each other in the hallway.
Well, not only that, but they could work together by walking to work. You know, they could walk to work two blocks away and work together and not have to be in their cars for 2 hours a day minimum.
Wow. That almost sounds
so
like
that was really
show New Amsterdam, where the head doctor is always coming up with these really creative solutions for the hospital.
Oh, I love that show. I really love that show. It's so well done. There is not one episode that has not, at some point or another, had me in tears.
Well, it's very compassionate. That's a very compassionate show. And I think that's what everybody's developing more of in seclusion right now, is compassion and understanding for others and wanting to be more compassionate.
Please, God, that it holds even after we're out of our home cocoons. I think that that's one of the things that I would really like to see us as human beings have for each other, is that compassion, that caring on a very, very basic level.
Yes, that would be very nice. I mean, I've been thinking about how our schools are going to need to change.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
And how to get our kids closure. I have a plan, if anybody ever wants to ask me, on how we give our kids closure and how we start the next year and do it so that both those type of needs are met at the same time you do social distancing. I've really been thinking about it after having spent 40 years in schools from all different kinds of positions and in 8 different states and 4 different countries. You know, I kind of thought this is how we could pull that off, because it's going to affect the cleanliness of the rooms between the kids going in and out.
Oh, for sure.
The cafeteria,
sure. And
you can't have kids in line. I mean, all kinds of things.
I have a great idea.
Okay.
Why don't I interview you and put that in my Herman Trend Alert, and I'll do a trend alert about it, and we'll get it out to the world.
Sounds fabulous. Okay. So enough about that.
Okay.
I want this show to be on you and the wonderful things that you do. So what is trending right now other than politics and the coronavirus? Because that's like 80% of the news right now. What else is going on that we don't hear about anymore because we're all focused on the other?
Well, I have to tell you that I'm pretty focused on COVID and explaining that to my readers, because there's a whole lot going on, and it's like pieces of a puzzle that I fit together for my readers. I published the Herman Trend Alert, and right now I have stopped doing trend alerts on most of the things like the future of education and the future of medicine and the future of whatever, and I focused on decoding what's been happening for my readers. And I focused one on what it was going to take to get us back to business.
Another one, the most recent yesterday, was on antibody testing. And the next one is going to be for business leaders, what they will need to do now in order that when they get back to having their people together in a congregate workspace, that they will know that they still have their cohesive team that can work together. So that's why, you know, doing your education thing would just be another one. After I cover treatment and vaccines, another one in this series, because I believe part of my job right now is to help people, give people what they need to feel good about themselves, about their work, and about where we are now, and to have a feeling of hope for the future. Now, hope is not a strategy, Sharon. You know that as well as I do. But there is a kind of hope that I think is worth having, and that's, I call it grounded courage. And it's the courage that comes from feeling that you have a sense of competence and confidence, that you feel good about yourself and you have a sense of confidence that you can handle what's going to be coming at you. And that's what I'm trying to give my readers at this time.
Well, I think that sounds wonderful. You know, you're experts all also in traveling. And I love it, some of the things you've shared with us before on how to save money when you're traveling. But how do you see that being different?
Okay, so this is a great time to book travel. If you can afford it, this is a great time to book travel. Why? Because a ticket that will cost you in 2 months or 3 months will cost you $600. You can buy today for $376.
Well, I travel to Maine.
And let me finish this thought, if I may. And the airlines are pretty much guaranteeing to you that if something happens when you want to travel, that they won't give you a refund, but they won't charge you any change fees.
Which is always really nice. I was just going to say that when I was just booking my travel in August to Maine, and it's normally in the summer to Maine, it from where I live, because I'm in a tiny little airport type area, it can be $600 to $800, and it was less than $200.
Thank you for confirming.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Exactly.
And then I was thinking, okay, where else am I going? I'm going in July and August. That's where I'm restarting my travel again. And I thought, let's do this all now. When I saw that, I thought, oh my gosh, we've got to, exactly what you were saying, you got to do it now.
Yes, yes. And there will be tremendous savings. You'll save yourself hundreds of dollars. Now, I haven't looked into rental cars yet.
They're still high. They're still high. I've been looking into those, and I thought, come on, guys, they need to be lower.
And I also, now understand something. Rental car companies will have unique challenges with this. And that is that they will need to have a different kind of cleaning of their cars before those cars will be ready for the next person. And that's going to take more manpower, and it's going to take more disinfectant and sanitizer, and probably, now this is interesting, probably every rental car will come with a bottle of hand sanitizer and a box of wipes. That's my guess.
Well, see, and I was looking at that in the classroom. You know, once you get into a classroom and some kids leave this classroom and other kids come in, you've got to wipe it down in between.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I've been thinking about that same thing for education. But I was surprised because the the rental car prices when I was looking at them were similar to what they were the last time I was there. They're right in the same ballpark. And I thought, okay, these haven't changed.
Okay, so I'll tell you where to go. There are two websites that I go to. And trying to remember what the other one is. One is carrental.com, but there's another one that I have gone to that I heard from my daughter, and I just have to look it up for you, and we can talk about hotels if you want to.
Okay.
I have not looked at hotel rates, but I'm guessing that the hotels, though they will be having to do more disinfecting and more cleaning, they will also be less expensive now if you want to book them now instead of later.
Okay, so my Chicago trip that I was going to be at in a few days, it got canceled or postponed, I should say, until July. So when we made the reservations for the hotel prior, the same hotel for 4 days was going to cost $1,000. Now, when we remade it recently, since we knew where the new dates were and we're going in July, it's now $400 for the four nights. Same hotel. And see, that's why I said, when I saw that airplane fare being so low, I went, okay, where else do I know I'm going? What else can I be looking at? And that's why I saw the hotels were down, the flights were down, everything but the rental cars were down.
Right. I'm still looking for that other site for you. Can I get it to you at some other time, and you can put it on your website for people?
Yeah, well, you can look while we're doing the commercial later on. So,
okay, great. Sure.
So is there, now I remember when we were both in Hawaii for Clint's birthday party. Okay,
yes,
Clint,
I remember
guy,
that.
Is a wonderful person, does these programs. And anyway, that's where I met
my media coach.
Yes, your media coach.
He's our media coach. And by the way, I was on TV today. It wasn't a big show, but it was a show, and we did it on Skype.
Yes, I was going to say, this is a wonderful time to get on media, if you'd like it, because you get to do it from home and you don't have the travel expenses.
Right. I can't tell you how many thousands of dollars it took me to get to 70 television appearances, but okay. So anyway, we've established that this is a really good time to book your travel, and please don't make the mistake of doing the non-refundable hotel thing. You'll save 10%, but it's not worth it for now.
Yeah, for now. That's a good idea. I was just going to say, though, when I met you at that Hawaii, you saved me money on the Hawaii hotel simply because you said you don't have to pay the resort fees or those extra fees to use the facilities at the resort if you're not going to be using them, but you just have to declare it when you check in.
Yes, you do. Exactly. You just have to make sure that they know and stand your ground. Sometimes it takes a lot of doing. Sometimes I've had to whip out my card and say, I'm USA Today's first Road Warrior of the Year. You don't want me to be upset, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it to stand your ground on those resort fees because it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous what they charge for resort fees. And I don't know about you, but I don't use the gym and a lot of the other amenities that they have there. I'm usually in a city to work. And like, for instance, the last time I was in Las Vegas, I checked in. They wanted to charge me a $40 resort fee. I was checking in at 10 o'clock at night and on television at 5:30 in the morning. And then leaving on another plane at 10 o'clock. And it just definitely didn't make sense to pay the $40 resort fee.
Exactly. You know, especially when you know you're not going to be able to use it. For those of you that have questions on a future trend or how to save money when traveling and you want to call in, it is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008 is our call-in number. So we're going to break for just a moment.
Okay, I just wanted to say one quick thing, Sharon, and that is that I'm happy to answer questions about personal careers or jobs or anything else where people might be needing information and insight, okay?
Okay, great. Well, and I was going to say we're going to break for our commercial. You're listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Our guest is Joyce Goya. Her website is hermangroup.com. We were just before she came online talking about names that end with man, and this is one. It's Herman. I love that. It's Herman. Anyway, hermangroup.com. So you might want to be checking that out also while we go on this very short commercial break. Stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created nemology science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
You are listening to Sharon Lynn Wyeth, host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. My guest tonight is Joyce Goya. Joya is spelled G-I-O-I-A, and her website is hermangroup.com. Okay, and Joyce, we had said that during the commercial you'd be looking up the name of the other car company where we can get discounts. Where was that?
Yes, I actually didn't have to look it up. I thought of it, and it's auto/.com. Auto/.com. AUTOSLASH.com. And it will ask you, do you belong to Costco? Do you belong to Joann's? JB, I guess it's JB's. Do you have loyalty cards? What credit cards do you have? And then it will show you all of the tremendous discounts that you qualify for. And I've just been blown away at times. And one more thing about rental cars. Rental cars are highly susceptible to demand. And if as you move closer to the time of travel, you should check it again, because sometimes you can save hundreds of dollars by canceling your first booking and rebooking it. So again, don't make the mistake of paying for it at that time and then trying to rebook it, because you won't be able to. You'll get double charged. So don't pay for it the first time. Just go with the straight rental and keep checking until the day of travel, because sometimes, I've saved $250 on a 5-day rental in Boston.
Wow. You know, I love all of your hints on that, Joyce. So talk to us a little bit about what kind of jobs are going to be more in demand versus what kind of jobs do you see are going to be less in demand?
Good question. The more in demand, we are, and I covered this in my last trend alert, we are going to be hiring armies of contact tracers. And you're not going to have particular skills. All you have to be able to do is talk to people in a way that they will give you honest answers. And that you can just kind of be reasonable with people. And again, that wonderful word, empathy and compassion. Because we are going to need to trace the infection when people are infected in a month, 2 months. We're going to need to trace that infection so that we can prevent an outbreak, so that we can prevent too many people in one area becoming infected at the same time. And we're going to be able to do it. South Korea was extremely successful in their contract tracing and isolation and quarantine system. Extremely successful. I think they had a total of under 200 deaths, if I remember correctly, in that country. Period. The end. For the entire, in a country of 10 million people, for the entire COVID-19 problem situation while it was there.
So if somebody wanted to become one of these contract tracers, where would they go to apply? I can't even imagine who would hire.
It will be online, and you can just do a search on contact tracer jobs. And don't pay anybody for a job. You don't need to pay anybody to hire you. There will be plenty of jobs out there for people who want to be contact tracers. Now, there are also, interestingly, 18 jobs that people can find in a brand new book by a mutual friend of ours, Sharon, a woman named Vivian Gaspar, and she wrote four books with her partner, Ron Rosnick. And they actually have a couple of television shows out of the Princeton, New Jersey public television, not public television, but public access television. And they are on television in over 100 cities now, like 124 different cities and internationally. And they wrote four books called 18 Jobs to Get You Beyond Your COVID Crisis. And it's a great little book. It won't be very expensive. And it's got some fascinating ideas for jobs for people who have lost their jobs in this crisis.
Can you tell us one or two of those that you remember?
Sure. The technical assistant for online funerals. Another person who's good at video, who could walk through empty houses and help create for Redfin and Zillow walkthroughs, video walkthroughs of homes where you could basically see what a home is like from the front door to the back.
See, and I think real estate people would be really good at that because they do a lot of that anyway.
Well, they take pictures, but they haven't been doing, most of them have not been doing video walkthroughs. And they're, all of those jobs that they've got are COVID compliant, which is really cool.
Well, that just sounds really cool.
There's also There's also another one that they have that is running errands for someone who's elderly, where you run errands for them, whatever they need, you go pick up whatever they need, and you leave it on their front doorstep.
You know,
very cool.
Maybe because I live in a small community, so many people have called and said, if you need anything, you just call me and we'll go get it for you and leave it on your front doorstep. And it's so funny because I don't consider myself in that age group that needs that. And I've been talking to friends that are older than me that even though I do fit into that.
Hello? Hello? I can't hear you.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true...
Okay, this is Sharon Lynn Wyatt, host of Know the Name, Know the Answers. Thank you for hanging on during that small technical challenge right there. You know, we never know today things that we used to always take for granted as being solid and always going to be there. And we learned today it just isn't the way. So many things are changing. So many things are adapting. And we all just get to be flexible. It was interesting today, one of the readings I was doing for one of the people that I did a name reading for today, one of her seven goals was to learn to be flexible. And I just started laughing when I saw that because I thought, you could not have picked a better time to learn this as a goal with everything that's happening. You know, really good timing on your soul's part on learning how to be
for
flexible.
Sure. One of the books that my late partner wrote was called Turbulence, Challenges and Opportunities in the World of Work. Are you prepared for the future? And he nailed it. What he said was that the most in-demand people as we move into the future would be the adaptable folks, the people who could adapt to different situations, who had the skills, the emotional intelligence to adapt themselves to challenging situations. And that's what we're in right now.
And so I have to laugh when you say emotional intelligence, because I honestly don't think there's anything intelligent about emotions. You know, I just go, okay, there's an oxymoron if there ever was one. Anyway, but I do think that you need to have what I call stability and be able to handle the feelings or allow the feelings to pass through without taking them out on somebody else, you know, that you just experience your feelings and you keep them for yourself. They're your feelings.
That is the that is the definition of emotional intelligence.
Yeah, but there's nothing intelligent about emotions. In the book
you.
That I'm writing on
I
health.
I hear you, Sharon.
In the book that I'm writing on health, I literally distinguish between feelings and emotions and how feelings, regardless if they're pleasant or unpleasant at the time that you're feeling them, they do not cause diseasement in the body or disease. And yet emotions are coming from the left brain, where feelings come from the heart. And the left brain on that mobile strip with the thoughts about the feelings, and it goes over and over again, and then you don't process it or whatever, and that's what's causing diseases. Anyway, that book will
you
come
know,
out.
I agree with you. I agree with you, and I articulate it in a different way. And we can talk about that at some other time. We don't have to. Go ahead. Next question.
I think it's fabulous that we all articulate it differently, because you never know how you need to hear something before it goes, oh, that makes so much sense.
Okay, so I'm going to say what I was going to say before. And I believe that guilt and shame, the emotions of guilt and shame, kill more people than anything else, because they are internalized and they cause heart disease and cancer and autoimmune issues. And it all has to do with our holding on to junk, garbage, bad feelings that we don't need to hold on to. And we all need to learn to forgive ourselves so that we can forgive others and move on. Because it is that baggage that causes more problems in the body than anything else in our lives.
You know, I find myself during people's readings redefining the words I use to make them clear on my understanding of the word. And when you just said forgiveness, I thought that's one I often redefine for people, because in my understanding, forgiveness means we are for, not against, giving it back to the universal laws to take care of, and we don't have to carry it on our shoulders or think about it again.
Nice. Very nice. Like it.
You know, that is our for giving back. But you know me, I'm into these words and names and letters. And and so, I mean, I think that just comes par for the course. So yes. Joyce, in this times of self-containment or self whatever, you know, my state, you know, I look at the differences. My state has been open now for a while, and we are doing things that are precautious or on the what I call the smart side of things. Like, people are wearing masks and people are keeping 12, you know, they're 6 feet apart. And
just
but
safe, I right even, social distancing,
the social distancing. But I noticed that even when that we were all supposed to be self-contained in our homes, people got out in their cars and they just drove, and they didn't get out of their cars so they wouldn't contaminate anybody. But it was like nobody's staying home. You know, it's like we still need to get out. And our parks and recreation areas, because there's so many of them, I mean, I live in the middle of a forest, you know, we're still open, and people are just really polite about, you know, sharing the space and
staying away from,
and keeping the social distancing. Where, and our parking lots were still open. And I read about different areas who's closed the parking lots so that it was harder to get to these areas. And, you know, and I thought, wow, some states are really being more strict or whatever versus other states. So I didn't feel like my life was infringed upon. Mostly, it was inconvenienced a little bit, but I still left the house just as often as I normally did. I got to do everything but go square dancing, because that closed down, and I normally do. And so, to me, that wasn't a great deal of difference. But to some of the clients that called in, and how at different places, like they couldn't even go swimming in their own private pools. You know, that was clients in Panama. You couldn't even go swimming in your own private pool. You know, and if you can't go to the beach or you can't do what you normally do. And I thought, wow, how does not swimming in your own private pool hurt and spread this virus? You know, to me, it didn't make sense. But a lot of people, their lives were very much shaken up and changed over. You know, some of my clients were telling me how hard it was to work from home because everybody had to work from home. And now they had the kids to watch at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you know, I'm very sensitive to the fact that that is so for many people, including my two daughters. One daughter is in Boston, and she is, like me, a speaker, but she's also a wealth coach with several programs that she's offering called ownyourmoney.com. And she's got two little ones. The eldest is, I believe, just turned six. And on the other coast, I have another daughter who is a physician, and she's doing telemedicine visits with her patients. And she's got three little boys and a husband at home. The husband is probably interim CFO for some company. And the little boys are like 12, 9, and 6. And I can only imagine what it must be like.
Well, And even if you have two people working from home that are both using the bandwidth for the computers, and maybe you don't have enough for both to be on that often or that long, or that they interfere because they're sharing the same wall, you know, or.
Yes. Did we lose you again? I hope not. It seems like we did. Well, folks, thank you for hanging in with this. And in any moment now, the producer is going to come back
on. Well, I'm actually trying to figure out what's going on, folks. They can hear me live right now. And thanks for tuning in to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Don. I'm behind the scenes. Sharon should be with us. She's having a little internet hiccups. That's due to heavy traffic on your internet.
Ah, there she is again.
Okay. Oops. So the, even we were saying with people that did not have children at home, but both were working, if one needs to be loud and the other one's quiet, needs quiet, you've already got conflict. Or if they're sharing the same wall and the same internet bandwidth, and maybe both of them need all of it or most of it, you know, there's even with no children at home, there can be some difficulties. One of my friends very jokingly, and I thought, oh, there may be more truth to that than what they think, thought there'll be more divorces at the end of this than before because, you know, you'll decide, 24/7 just doesn't work day after day and month after month, you know. On the other hand, you might really learn how to get your own space and your quiet time and make new agreements, you know, that could enhance the relationship. But anyway,
I'm shaking my head in agreement and realizing just now that you have no idea that I've been doing that for the last 20 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, I want to thank you, Joyce, for coming on the air with me tonight. Again, you can find out about Joyce at thehermangroup.com. And I would really encourage you to sign up for her Trends newsletter. Joyce,
it's
is that still?
It's called the Herman. It's called the Herman Trend Alert, and it's www.hermantrendalert.com.
Okay, great. I will put that also on my website, and it'll come out in the next week's newsletter for the hermantrendalert.com. So if you want to sign up, and is that still free? I just want to double check.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, I just thought I knew it was the last time that I looked at going onto the website. So absolutely free. You'll find out what the trends are that are coming up and some great ideas on how to handle different things that are happening. So thank you so much for bearing with us as we had our internet challenges today. And this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth for Know the Name, Know the Answers, signing off.